May the Lord give you his peace. Good afternoon and welcome to this daily message of hope on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. This is Father Stosh Daly, and today I'm joined by one of our diocesan seminarians, Sam Severance.
Hi, everyone. I'm happy to be here.
That's way better than the last segment that you're
like, hello.
I sound like a robot.
He's alive. So here we are joining you on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and today this young man is joining me. He's in formation for the priesthood for the Diocese of Columbus, Sam Severance, and we're going to spend some time discussing the person of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, Sam, you're coming to the end of your second year in seminary formation, right?
Yes.
Now, over the course of your life of being a disciple of Jesus and going through Catholic school, Catholic formation, coming from a Catholic family, what comes to your mind when I just I reference the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of Jesus?
Well, I mean, a lot of things, but I guess overall it's just Mary being so special to the Church. You know, she's kind of the leader of many people because she was kind of totally aligned with, you know, the Lord. She was kind of the person we all want to be. Mm-hmm. So like that's the big thing that comes to mind. And I also think of, like, you know, things throughout history where, like, how do you not think of the Marian apparitions, like at Fatima and Lourdes and all those things.
Sure.
I think Our Lady of Akita, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So, all over the place, right? Guadalupe.
Yeah.
So, you know, just her appearing to people in certain places in the world and how much dedication that's brought to her and our Lord. Those are the kind of the things that pop into my head, I guess.
Now, as a young man who's studying for the priesthood, how do you relate to the Blessed Virgin Mary?
I think,
and this is not scripted, so I'm catching him off guard. And I'm very happy I'm catching him
off guard. Yeah, I guess. It's a good question, but I do relate to her as kind of in a special way because, you know, as a seminarian and as hopefully a future priest.
My replacement.
I don't know about that. We'll see. We rely heavily on Our Lady, you know, for prayers because we need them. And she obviously is our greatest advocate. And so, you know, we're constantly turning to her for prayers as men who are supposed to point people in the direction of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, that's our job as priests, not to get in the way, but to point people to the tabernacle and to the cross.
Right.
Well, Mary, if you like look, I guess, scripturally, that's all she did ever. And even like the Gospel of Luke, where we get most of the accounts from her, the infancy narrative, it was all about Christ. You know, she didn't want anything to be about her. And I think you were talking about this in a homily last week or something like that. You were saying that the last thing she said in scripture was, do whatever he tells you at the wedding of Cana.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, to kind of pull that all together, as a man studying to be a priest, I need to be just like her.
Yeah.
You know, pointing people back to the Lord at all times, even when times are tough.
Yeah,
and times
true.
Are good.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
At all times.
Yeah, and I think it's a beautiful thing to hear from a young man studying to be a priest that he sees Our Lady as a role model and kind of, you know, the best example of how to direct people to the Lord Jesus. I also think, you know, just kind of developing this conversation here for our listeners, that as a priest and then you as a young man who's discerning the priesthood and pursuing the priesthood, we not only see Our Lady as an example of how to point people towards Jesus, but we also hear her voice spoken to us, especially in Cana, when she says, you know, do whatever he tells you. That's the last thing we have recorded from her in scripture. Do whatever he tells you. And, but then also, you know, just we are John at the foot of the cross when Jesus says, behold your mother. And that's the last time, you know, he speaks of her in scripture, behold your mother. And these things should not be lost on us as Christians, as Catholic Christians, that the last thing she says in scripture is do whatever he tells you. And the last thing that Jesus says about her to us is behold your mother. And, you know, I mean, I can speak for myself as a priest of Jesus now 13, 14 years. Any good that I've managed to accomplish for the Lord is as a result of his grace. But it's also as a result of knowing that the Blessed Virgin Mary is my mother. and I have to relate to her as such. And, you know, speaking with a seminarian here on this Daily Message of Hope, you know, just kind of having that opportunity to reflect on the role of Our Lady and as kind of like an example. You know, I mean, you gone through grade school, high school, college. You know, what would you say, Sam, to our listeners if they might not know much about Our Lady or they might not know how to relate to her as Mother?
Well, and I kind of said this last episode about the saints, but we need to learn more about her.
Yeah.
We need to like look into Scripture, as we just kind of touched on here, is to look and see why she is so important. Mm. Learn her role as, you know, the Mother of Christ, and how the Church has kind of developed their doctrine on Mary through the centuries. You know, I think at the Council of Ephesus, we talked about Mary being the Mother of God, not Mary, Mother of Christ, and how that significance is like a big deal.
Yeah.
And now, what are the four Marian dogmas? She's Mother of God. I'm blanking here.
Well, we have the Immaculate Conception.
Immaculate Conception.
And we have the Assumption.
Assumption.
Of the Blessed Virgin Mother. Yeah.
Okay.
So we have these dogmas, which are undeniable teachings of the Church, which have to be accepted mm-hmm. by us. Right. You know, and you're right. I mean, Ephesus, which, I mean, you say that and a lot of people think, oh yeah, didn't Paul write a letter to people there?
Right.
It's like, well, Ephesus is a city of incredible significance and importance, but the Christian community in Ephesus, going all the way back to the apostolic times, was always very powerful in the life of sacred Scripture, but also the tradition. And, you know, a lot of you, a lot of our listeners are very familiar with Bishop Robert Barron, and he's got a great clip about the significance of Ephesus and when the Council of Ephesus was taking place and the great debate was taking place or among the bishops there, and the people of Ephesus were awaiting. They were waiting and waiting and waiting for the final decree to come out of the council meeting with the bishops there in Ephesus. And when they finally had the decree, it was late in the day. And the people were so excited that they had declared Mary as Theotokos, the mm-hmm. God-bearer, the Mother of God, that they had this massive, you know, torch-lit procession through the streets of the city. And still to this day, you know, all of these centuries later, you know, well over 1,000 years later, we still have candlelight processions in honor of Mary. And a lot of people are like, well, you know, what is it with Catholics always lighting a candle and walking around in the dark? You know? It's like, oh, there they go again, walking outside.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Carrying a flag, carrying a statue, carrying a banner, carrying an image. But that all goes back to Ephesus, you know, which is, you know, what you were referencing, the Council of Ephesus declaring Mary as the Mother of God, the Theotokos, the God-bearer. And what that did was, you know, in celebrating Our Lady as the God-bearer, the Mother of God, it put to rest the debate about the divinity of Jesus. Because no one denied that Jesus was born of Mary.
Right.
So they all knew Mary is the mother of Jesus. But the true debate was about the divinity of Jesus. Is Jesus God? And we can find that debate still going on today in many, many Christian communities. And even on a broader scale in the world, people deny the divinity of Jesus. But you see, when you introduce Mary as the Mother of God, that's saying her son, Jesus, is God. Not just a good man, not just a prophet, not just a holy man, but he is God. And so when we draw close to Our Lady as the Mother of God, we're actually affirming that undeniable truth that Jesus is true God and true man. And this is when you take over.
I don't have anything to add. That's very good.
Exclamation point. There's always something to add.
Yeah.
So, as you're in your life as a seminarian, you look to Our Lady as a model or a role model in Scripture. What about in your prayer life? I mean, how do you relate to Our Lady in your prayer life? Or, you know, like you run into someone who's suffering or is just in a really bad, dark place. How do you recommend them to turn to Our Lady?
Well, so I guess what I would recommend is just clinging to your rosary. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I know that I, and this is personally speaking, I guess, that I typically turn to Our Lady when I'm really struggling with something.
Mm.
So like when I was going through my cancer treatment, I remember being just kind of like, not always even praying my rosary, just having my rosary in my hand.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We have a priest at the Josephinum, his name's Father Kelly, and he always talks about holding your rosary. And it's like our, like holding Mary's hand as she's in heaven. And that was kind of, I can relate to that, right? So when I was going through all that stuff, I just remember just being like, Mary, just help me out, you know? And I guess to answer your question or attempt to, just like asking for her prayers in times of, you know, great struggle, because she has a way of helping us understand and helping us see Christ and how to answer these really tough questions, I guess.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen overnight. Obviously with prayer, it's something that can happen right at that time, or that can kind of develop and over a longer period of time. But I think that she certainly helped me in my life to see, you know, the Lord working in all different types of ways.
Yeah. Now, as we come to a close for today's Daily Message of Hope, this is Sam Severance joining me, Father Stosh Daly, and Sam is kind of a techie guy. So he and two of his fellow seminarians have a podcast.
We're starting one.
Which I don't even know what that is. So there you are. So it's what's the like name of your podcast?
It's called Logos Podcast.
Logos Podcast. And that's L-O-G-O-S
yes.
Podcast.
Yes.
So for those of you who know what that means, there you are. And you enjoy Sam's voice, we encourage you to look up his podcast. But once again, you know, we turn to our listeners who are tuning in to this Daily Message of Hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And this is Father Stosh Daly, joined by Sam Severance, one of our diocesan seminarians. And we just encourage you today to take a moment to draw close to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, God who comes to us as Jesus the Christ, our Mother as well. May the Lord give you his peace.